A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." This is the word of the Lord. Today's Bible readings invite us to be holy and perfect. In the first reading from the book of Leviticus, God tells Moses to speak to the people of Israel and tell them, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." At the end of today's gospel selection, Jesus tells his disciples, "So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The first call is from the Old Testament, and it challenges us to move from a pagan mentality towards the holiness of a chosen people. The reason why people should be holy is that God is holy. This brings to mind God's motive for creating humankind. In the book of Genesis, we read, "Then God said, 'Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness.'" I don't think we need to discuss in what we are God's image and likeness. In fact, the Lord God reminds us that we should be holy because He is God and He is holy. People often forget that our likeness to God is in His holiness and not in His omnipotence, in being all-powerful. Omnipotence attracts us more than holiness, it is true, for we love power. Was not this the temptation with which the devil led Adam and Eve astray? And he still easily leads us astray. We like to imagine that we are like God, not in holiness, but in power. We forget that God's omnipotence flows from His holiness. Somebody wrote, "God's holiness is the beauty of all His other attributes. His goodness is holy goodness. His love is holy love. His power is holy omnipotence, and His knowledge is holy wisdom." So it comes down to this. God is telling us that we are powerful when we are truly holy, and it cannot be the other way around. St. Paul was aware of this when, writing to the Corinthians, he said, "The Lord said to me, 'My power is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.'" The last words Christ pronounced at the end of today's gospel selection are a challenge to be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. What does the word perfect mean? Dictionaries tell us that to be perfect is to be faultless, unblemished, as complete as anything could be. It is true. We cannot experience perfection in our world, only bits and symbols of it. Jesus comes in our aid and He explains, "Your heavenly Father is perfect." And it is a very important thing that He says, When thinking of perfection, we have to look up to God, for He is the measure of our perfection or lack of it, for He is our Father. We can easily forget the second part of Christ's saying and satisfy ourselves with the command, "Be perfect." We often do this. And then we can simply look down upon other people and think that we are perfect, for we feel that we are better than they are. It is what Jesus taught us in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee, considering himself righteous, went to the temple to pray and said, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector." He only boasted and forgot to pray. The tax collector, on the other hand, prayed, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Christ's desire is that we look up to the skies so that the heavens could be our limit, for only there can we learn and experience what perfection is. Why should we strive for perfection if we cannot achieve it? In today's Gospel, Jesus tells us, "Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect." He does not simply tell us, "Be perfect as God is perfect." This would be quite beyond us. He tells us, "Be perfect like your Heavenly Father." He reminds us that we are sons and daughters of God. This brings the command within reach, because it is a question of like father, like son. We are not a photocopy of our parents, we cannot be, but we carry traits of them in ourselves. We can let them influence us, accompany us, and challenge us to grow in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. As Luke said of the 12-year-old Jesus, who returned home with his parents. We might ask, is it possible for us to be holy, to be perfect? Yes, of course it is. God would not ask us to do the impossible. In a way, we are already holy and perfect, not as a goal achieved, but as a journey in the making. To the Corinthians, St. Paul wrote, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." So it is a question of being aware who we are meant to be, and to live accordingly. The Catechism of the Catholic Church quotes Pope Leo the Great, who preached, "Christian, recognize your dignity, and know that you share in God's own nature. Do not return to your former base condition by sinning. Remember who is your head and of whose body you are a member. Never forget that you have been rescued from the power of darkness and brought into the light of the kingdom of God." Along with the invitation to be holy and perfect, today's readings offer us a sort of recipe. The first reading tells us, "You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus repeats this command in the Gospel. The responsorial psalm invites us, "Bless the Lord and do not forget all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities." We are not alone in our effort to be holy and perfect. God, our Father, is with us. St. Paul wrote, "If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will separate us from the love of Christ?